In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Choices, decisions, and consequences. We all have choices to make. And every day we make hundreds of little choices throughout the day. And some may or may not have big consequences. And there are times that we need to make very big decisions that will have very big consequences. God made a choice to offer us a way home to Him. Jesus made a choice to become the only way home to the Father. And the Holy Spirit continues to help us make the correct choices to lead us home. In the reading this morning, the Israelites had an extremely important choice to make: God or everything else. And their decision will have eternal consequences. In Deuteronomy, Moses states it very clearly to the Israelites: I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. And through the reading, Moses is urging God's people to choose life, and he even tells them what they need to do. The verse before the reading this morning states: the word or commandment is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. The Israelites need to repent and return to God. Love the Lord with their whole being, walk in His ways, hold fast to Him, and obey Him and His commandments. If they agree to choose God, God will bless them. If they choose evil, God will destroy them. The psalm speaks of blessings for those who walk with the Lord and curses for those who are wicked and do not choose the Lord. So do you notice the very firm theme here? In the gospel reading, Jesus makes it even more personal. He says we are to choose to follow Him and hate our family and even lose our life. He states, "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." This is pretty rough to hear. But the point Jesus is making is the great and first commandment: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second commandment: you will love your neighbor as yourself. Ourselves, our families, our friends, our churches, possessions, reputations, our golf game is a distant second. What I believe all this means is that God is first. Top priority, period, end of story, no discussion. We are to love everyone and everything less than we love God. And that really means everything and everyone. You can fill in the blank: children, grandchildren, my new car, our jobs, our reputation, parents, your friends, your bank account, your job, your prestige. This also means that we choose to love God more than our lives. Everything we possess, even our own life, is a gift from God. How can we choose to love the gifts more than we love the gift giver? I think one of the most amazing points of this whole thing today is that God even chose to offer us the choice at all. You have to think about this for a minute. This is God, the creator of heaven and earth. And He didn't have to offer the human race the choice. He could have ruled through indifference or fear. And He didn't have to give us free will either. You know, we don't have a stellar track record in that area. But He did. God actually gave us free will and the choice. The Father wants a true loving relationship with all of His people, His children. God chose, loved, guided, and protected the Hebrews and grew them into a great nation. What He wanted from them was to choose to love, honor, follow, and worship him first and foremost. By choosing to love God, who was already blessing them, God would bless them even more abundantly. So what does this have to do with us? Well, guess what? It still applies to us today. And we should not be surprised. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The Bible is the living word meant for everyone from countless generations before us to the countless generations after us until Jesus comes in glory. This does not seem like a tough decision. We should choose wisely. We should choose life and blessings and a close relationship with God. But we are human after all, and we really want things our own way. So now it becomes God versus us. And a word to the wise, in the end, we will lose every single time, and it will not be pretty. God is the same. His words are the same. His love is the same. And today, his offer is the same. He still calls us into the same loving relationship with him. So the choice is the same also. Who do we choose? Do we choose a relationship with God? Or do we choose ourselves? If we continue to choose ourselves, our ways and our wants, then we have chosen curses and death. Even if all is well in our lives, nothing ever goes wrong, and life is great, we would still be separate from God. And that would cause an emptiness in our souls while we live, an eternal separation with our spirits after we die. As hard as it is to understand and believe, we really have to move past ourselves and truly repent. Only then will we make the better choice. Thy will be done on earth as it is in kingdom, as it is in his heaven. It's not a suggestion. This is what God establishes on earth. We were created to be in a loving relationship with God, and our lives are meant to be in loving service to God. And by God's grace, we are here in this place, in this community, at this time, to share the love of Jesus with everyone. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are to expand the kingdom of God. God is to be our first priority, and through the gift of his grace, his blessings will follow. A few weeks ago on Sunday, I was driving to church. It's about 7:15 in the morning, and I passed Planet Fitness on Beneva. The parking lot is full, and my first judgmental thought is they should be in church. Immediately, I heard God in my spirit say, "You have forgotten me." And he was right. I have forgotten him. I was so busy doing everything, I had forgotten to spend time with God. I forgot to make him my first priority because I'm busy doing everything else for God. But he wasn't speaking to just me. He was speaking for the nation as well. Because I want you to know, I repented all day long, all night long, and Monday morning. If I could have been on my face at work, I would have been there. But the nation also needs to repent. We have forgotten God. He is not the first priority. And I think that he's calling all of us at this time today to repent. We need to give him everything. All the people and the things that we hold dear to our heart, everything. Because God will keep them safely in his heart. And there is no safer place for the people that you love than in God's loving hands. When we do this, then we can fully turn our attention to God, as it should be. I want to encourage you to remember, repent, and return to God. Who will you choose? God or you? Blessings and curse? Life or death? His best for us truly is the best for us. And God's plans, thoughts, and ways, and His love are much better than anything I could ever come up with. Why would I continue to choose poorly? Why would any of us continue to choose poorly? With the gifts of God's grace and His love and the Holy Spirit, we need to think a little further and make a choice. I can only speak for myself and for my household. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.